All right, we're back in the basement studio, and as promised last week, we are going to try the Impossible Whopper. Now, I don't go to a lot of fast food places, but my first little review of my trip to Burger King.
Yeah.
Now, I did not go through the drive-thru because there were people in the drive-thru, and as I went through the line, and I drove up to the area where you pick your, you choose your adventure. You either go through the drive-thru or you park.
Yeah.
I looked in, there was one person at the register.
Oh, good.
So I was like, I'm going to go in.
Yeah, makes sense.
It'll be easier. Yeah. So I go in and I look at the menu.
Yeah.
Remember when they used to have a menu that had all the items?
Yeah.
They don't have that anymore.
No?
It's a computer screen that changes a bunch of times, but not everything is up there.
Oh, that's great.
Like your tacos?
Yeah.
Not up there.
They still have them?
They're still slinging tacos, but they're not on the menu.
Why? That's odd.
It is odd. And then there's this thing, I guess, what's called the mix and match, the mix six thing,
yeah,
where you can get two sandwiches for $6.
Okay.
But that, I didn't even know that. She had to tell me it is nowhere at all is it advertised.
Interesting.
I guess you can get two Whoppers and two something else and mix them up for
$6.
Yeah. When that will save some money. And I guess the Impossible Whopper isn't technically included in that, but they'll give it to you for like $1 extra. So you're paying like it's mix eight, which is much cheaper because I think the Whopper itself was nearly $6.
Wait, the Impossible Whopper?
The Impossible Whopper.
$6. So that's more expensive than a regular Whopper.
Yes, it's $1 more. It's exactly $1 more than a regular Whopper.
That's upsetting.
So I went there. I got two Impossible Whoppers because the only vegetarian I know, and boy, is she a pain in the backside.
Yeah.
My sister is here because she heard that when we were talking about it on last week's show,
yes,
that we were going to dive in. So she wanted to
give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl. Boy, this thing's doing some weird stuff right now.
Uh-oh.
It says it's recording. There it is. It's just weird.
It's like it catches up.
Weird. No, it's just it went off the screen.
Oh.
The recording was we were stuck on the same little
thing. Because
let
me tell you, folks, we don't want to do this twice.
No.
As much as you don't want to listen, we don't want to do it twice. Yeah.
By the way, if we ever don't do a Monday show.
That's why.
That's why.
Yep.
Because something happened with the recording.
Because we ain't sticking around.
It's never, look, it sucks the first time.
Yeah.
Imagine what it would be the second
time. Yeah, then you
around.
Try to redo things and then, oh, it's a surprise. Ha 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 ha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not going to work. No. Anyways, so we had them here. Now, Burger King and Whoppers have a distinct smell.
I love the Whopper.
Like, that smells like a Whopper. Smell that guy.
I should put that in candle form.
This smells a lot different. And that was permeating through my car.
That don't smell good.
It doesn't smell tasty. There is a distinct smell that is not a burger-like. Julie, come over here and smell this. If I had a nickel for every time I've uttered that sentence.
That's your pickup line.
Smells different.
It smells like bun mostly.
That's what I mean.
This smells like
a burger.
Cow.
Smell that. That smells
that
like,
smells like
that's a burger. See what I'm saying? Could be differencing the packaging. But all right, so first we'll try, what do you want to try first? What do you think is the way to go here?
I think we try.
Why don't we get the baseline of the regular Whopper
I
first?
Think so, yeah.
All right, get me a plate, please, and I'll do a little surgery here. You did a little sleuthing before we got started, and you looked up the calories. Do you happen to know the calories for the regular Whopper as well?
I don't, but I will look that up.
All right.
The calories for the Impossible are 630.
630.
48% fat and 36% carbohydrates.
Right. Now,
let's look at the Whopper.
I got these as the Lord intended. I didn't get anything special. I didn't get any cheese on them. So it's just the burger and the lettuce and the tomato. And I guess they put mayo on here.
Oh, right. I love me some mayo.
So what? It was 600.
Wow.
So I'm going to guess like 900 for the
1,060.
That's a lot. That is
a
good amount of that. Good amount of that.
I would have never
guessed that
over 1,000.
And what was the Impossible again?
630.
630. Why don't you grab yourself a plate here and take a triangle. Have you ever in your life eaten a burger this small?
No. This is a one-bite encounter. This whole thing is going to go right in the
get
mouth.
Get in here. So they got pickles, tomatoes, onions, lettuce, and it's mayo, which I'm not a mayo guy, and it's just mayo. Don't wait for me.
Oh.
You've never had a Whopper?
Oh, my goodness.
My wife has never watched Stripes. She's never had a Whopper. I don't know what she did before she met
me.
See,
I think the brilliance of the Whopper is the ketchup and mayo together.
Is there ketchup on here?
Yeah. No?
I don't think so. I don't see any
ketchup,
red.
Is there? Red.
A little bit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see any ketchup.
Mm-hmm.
I just got mayo. Oh, there is a little ketchup right there. They put the ketchup on the burger.
Mm-hmm.
So the ketchup's in the burger and the mayo is on the bun. That's weird.
And remember when you asked what charcoal tastes like? To me, this is what charcoal tastes like. that kind of smoky. Mmm.
You like that, do you?
I love it. I love every minute of it.
All right.
I don't think I'm going to be saying that in about 5 seconds.
It's, you know, I don't love that.
Really?
No.
What would you prefer?
Like burger-wise from a fast food joint? If I'm a Wendy's guy.
Oh, see, I don't like the Wendy's burger.
If I go to a
they're
fast
too
food,
like, eh.
Are Wendy's still square?
Yeah.
Yeah. All
right. But they're so, like, just petite.
No, they're like me.
I want to feel that burger for an hour. Sitting and permeating.
You want to feel something heavy?
Yeah.
You want to wait, not just on your shoulders when you're eating it.
In my
guilt.
Gut.
All right, so we open this up, and there, the look. It's also the shape. Look at the ridges. Look at the circularness. It is not.
It doesn't look like the commercial.
It's too perfect. No, but I'm even the patty.
Yeah.
Compared to a burger, which is kind of rigid on the end and unformed.
Yeah.
This is
kind of like me.
It's a perfect cylinder. Yeah, it's very, very even, sharp edges. It, to me, doesn't look that appetizing. I wipe this knife off, okay? I'm going to cut it. Oh, you have your own. You don't, yeah. But I got two, so she could have one. So dig in. That's yours.
Fine.
That whole thing is yours. Merry Christmas.
600 calories of it.
Yes.
Well, take some home for Anthony. All right, so I'm
is
cutting
Anthony
this guy.
Is Anthony a vegetarian, too?
No, not by choice.
Oh, okay.
Because I make him.
Yeah,
okay.
She makes him. You hear that?
Well, yeah.
Would you marry someone? How in love would you have to be to marry a vegetarian?
Yeah, I'd have to be pretty in love. And I don't.
Do you mind that I'm handing that to you?
No.
All right, Julie, hop in here. So again,
it
I will.
It smells
say,
good. It smells better
it
out.
It smells better. No, it still has a. It still has a smell that isn't meat.
It smells better.
But looking at it
smells better.
Looking at it, this looks more like meat, and looks more like the burger on the inside than on the outside. It's what's inside that counts, Robbie.
Right here. Huh.
I gotta go side by side.
Yeah, bring it over. Cause I'll tell you what, it's not. It's it. Okay, I'm going real beef.
There's an aftertaste to the beef. There's that charcoal. That what do they call it? Not charcoal. They call it flame broil.
Flame.
I have that
here too. I'm telling you,
it's not bad.
I like it.
Slightly meatier, I hate to say. You know what I mean? Like,
the meat one is slightly meatier. It's not terrible.
I dig it.
Would you ever order it over a regular Whopper, though?
If I was feeling fat that day?
Knowing the calories.
Yes. Yeah, I would. I would. Because it's good.
It's not bad. And if you only ate that, I think you would forget what the regular burger tastes like. It's like drinking diet soda.
What does a vegetarian think?
I mean, to me...
You got talking to that thing. This is a microphone. You and Julie just talk.
It just tastes like another veggie burger.
But it tastes better than any other veggie burgers that you've had?
I mean, I don't know if it tastes better.
I think it tastes better than veggie burgers because I've had veggie burgers and I don't like them.
I can't get past the look of veggie burgers.
Well, and especially like... We went to Disney, and this thing looked like raw meat.
But have you had, like, a veggie burger from, like, one of the ones at Ruby Tuesday? Or
I have. Now, I see, those to me taste, like, grainy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, you ever put them, it's a texture thing a lot of times.
Yeah. This has a texture of meat.
It does. And my problem when we make her stuff at my parents' house or here is, and I've said this before on the radio, I've said it to her, my issue is the fact that when you put these things on the grill... They look exactly the same coming off the grill as they did going on the grill. And that kind of weirds me out.
Yeah, I mean, but this tastes like meat to me.
It's the closest thing I've had.
Yeah.
Now, again, I don't think I'd ever choose it, even knowing the calories, simply because if I'm going to go to fast food, I've already punted on calories.
I'm telling you what, if we would have did the blind taste test.
Blind?
I don't know if I could have picked them.
You'd have to be actually blind.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean,
you'd have
to
be blindfolded.
Just, not looking.
Because by looking,
I mean. Yeah.
They are definitely.
I don't know if I could pick it out. I mean, I enjoy it.
It's not terrible. I you know, I will say this. It's better than I thought it was going
to
be.
Yes, and it's the best veggie burger I think I've ever had.
Those people.
How many other veggie burgers have you guys had, though?
I've had
a handful.
My wife does not like red meat. So We do a lot of like veggie burgers. Like she likes like mushroom burger, you know, like that kind of thing.
You know what I like?
Those Morningstar guys.
A black bean burger.
Yeah, I don't like a black bean because that grainy, weird.
Yeah, but the taste overcomes it. And it's
beans. I make them for her, those black beans.
I like black bean burgers.
The best I've ever had.
Now, my daughter does not eat burgers. She doesn't eat sandwiches. Now, she's down here chomping on this thing. Did you try both of them? And do you like both of them?
Yes.
Come here. Which one did you like better?
I don't know. I like both of them.
The first one or the second one? You don't know, but you like both of them. So would you eat a hamburger with a bun now? Because that was a hamburger.
With a bun.
With a bun.
Maybe you just got to cut it up that way. Yeah. Maybe that's the whole thing.
It's you think I'm weird. Yeah, eat it, kid. Oh, we should have taken pictures. Don't eat that. Put it down.
Yeah, we'll take a picture.
Oh, did you? The regular burger's gone too.
We'll still take a picture of that.
Yeah, we'll take a picture of that real quick. Here, take a picture, Robbie. Here you go. There you go. Oh, take this. Here. Eat this one a while, Lana. This was just me and Mommy. Stay silent. That was a picture, everybody. That's a good picture. So that's the impossible word. We also have the, we can use the wrapper.
I'm telling you what.
You're rating it. Okay, first of all, rate the original Whopper 4 out of 5. I mean, 1 to 5, out of 5.
4.
You give the original Whopper
original
4.
Original 4.
See, I give the original, I'm lukewarm on it, 3.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. And the impossible, I'm going to go 3.5.
See, I agree with the half point less.
Yeah.
I'm going to go completely average, which it's just not for me, 2.5. It's just not for me.
I'll tell you what. I might be stopping at Burger King. But here's the thing. This is what I'm going to do to even it out. Again, 2 Whoppers, I'll get one of these, and one a real Whopper, and a possible, and it evens out.
It doesn't even out.
Yeah, it's, in my head it does.
Is that your math right there?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Fat guy math.
So there you go. There's another 222 PSA as we try the Impossible Whopper. Robbie, you and I, we never stop giving back here on the show.
Never.
We try these things, so you out there in podcast land,
we're givers.
Don't have to if you don't want to. If we tell you it's terrible, I would give this a try. For nothing else, for fun.
You know what's funny? The last few that we've had, we've all liked.
Yeah.
We like the Cheeto sandwich from KFC.
Yeah, we wanted more Cheeto, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah, we like the BK taco.
Because again, I think, is it, we go in with very lowered expectations.
I've had a dozen of them since.
I know you have.
So, I mean, you know, I love them.
But I think it's how you go in, too.
Yeah, we went in bad, and I thought they were
good. I expected nothing.
Now, they look like hell.
They do.
But that's okay.
They look like crap.
The ghost pepper or the whatever, the taco.
Yes, the big burrito
Carolina
thing. Reaper.
Yeah, Reaper, yeah, go. And this, I mean, good job by fast food. Keep me fat.
Yep. Amanda, as the house vegetarian. Out of 5, what do you think?
Like a 4.
So you agree with Robbie.
Yeah.
There you go. And is Azzy eating it?
Oh, yeah.
Azzy, do you like that? Do you like it? We can't hear you. Do you like it?
Yes.
Yes? Azzy, you're stinky. You're stinky. What? You got to yell it.
All right, flight directors, I want the go, no, go for launch.
Retro.
Go flight.
Booster.
Go flight.
Inco.
Go flight.
Trajectory.
Go flight.
Fido.
Go flight.
Ava.
Go flight.
Capcom Freedom.
Go flight.
Capcom Independence.
Go flight.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's pucker time.
Oh, not again.
This is the 222 Podcast with Mike Keller.
The Jerk Store called. They're running out of you.
And Robbie Lessig.
You just made the list.
Follow the show on Facebook at facebook.com/MikeAndRobbie and at Mike and Robbie on Twitter. Plus, you can send them an email at 222MR@gmail.com.
We're ready to believe you.
Now, here's Mike.
It's Miller time.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Howdy.
Episode 159 of the 222 Podcast right here on mikeandrobbie.podbean.com. You can also find us on the Apple Podcast app as well as the Podbean app. Plus, tune in and you can listen on the Alexa device, Robbie.
Yes, you can say, hey, play 222 with Mike and Robbie.
Say Alexa first.
Well, Alexa first. Then yeah. She goes, okay, Robbie. Playing 222 with Mike and Robbie. I have mindset. It's hacked.
Playing the 222 Podcast with Mike and Robbie.
We like Robbie better. My Alexa's trained.
Yes, well, and she has great taste.
She does.
So listen, any way you can, and share it with your friends, your family members, and even people you don't like.
Yeah.
We don't care.
I have a lot of people I don't like to listen to the show.
I think you have.
A lot of enemies out there.
You have a lot of people that you like that don't listen to the show.
That too.
We've said this before, but the percentage of our friends who listen to the show is shockingly low.
Yeah, I don't think any of them do.
None of them.
They still don't know we're doing a podcast.
Hey, guys, what's that? What are those microphones for over
That's
there?
That's been asked more than once.
Yes! When we
play
by
poker.
The same people!
Yep. But that's still happening? Jerks.
I thought you guys would have given up on that by now.
Yeah.
Nope. Anyways, thanks so much for joining us. Reach out and touch us. Facebook, Twitter, email 222mnr@gmail.com. And leave us a review on the Apple Podcast app. And if you do that, we will, of course, read it here on the show. And if you leave a review later in the week, just be aware that we are recording this very early.
Yes.
It's a Wednesday when we're recording
this.
Yes. So if you leave it like Thursday and Friday of last week, if you left it then because it's Monday now. Time travel.
Yep.
It's a time heist here on the 222 podcast. We will read it next week. So
yes.
We're not ignoring you.
No.
We're just being patient and waiting because
Correct.
We can't jump ahead and back.
No.
The quantum realm doesn't work like that.
We are not that smart.
No, we are not that smart. But we're happy to be here. Lots to get into. And both of us talking during the intro there, just pleasantly surprised by the Impossible Burger. Could it be? And you think we'd go the other direction, but could it be that after trying all this stuff, after having all this food and snacks over the last 3 years or so, mm-hmm. that we've become softer when it comes to reviewing these things? Because we have done this for 3 years now.
Which is crazy.
3+ years.
Which is insane.
It is insane. We've done this for half as long as I've done the radio show.
Wow.
Think about that. Because it feels like I've been doing that forever.
Yeah. Wow, Chase wasn't even born.
No.
Wow.
You were pregnant with Chase, or you had just gotten pregnant with Chase,
yeah.
your wife had.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at that.
Wow. If something sucks, I say it sucks.
Yeah, I think tonight we're going to say a couple things suck.
My things are going to suck. and that's why, I don't get things that I'm necessarily going to like. Like, I get things that are new, that I haven't tried before.
Maybe something exotic, if
yes,
you will.
Yes, exotic.
And why are you buying that crap before we get into that, when you have all that good stuff that's up there?
Because this has to get, we just have to rip it off like
okay,
a Band-Aid.
Like a Band-Aid?
Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be bad.
All right. We can try one of those things next week?
Yeah. Well, that's all good stuff up there next week. That's all. Look, it's like taunting us, the good stuff.
At the end of the tunnel.
It is. Like, once we get through these nasty things.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I if something sucks, like, if you put chia in front of me, it's going to suck.
Yeah.
Anything chia.
And we both like, I don't not go to fast food joints because I don't like fast food. I like fast food.
See, this show is not good for me because...
Oh, me neither.
I stopped going to fast food, and then I like the damn Burger King taco so much, now I eat, like, a dozen a week.
Well, it's not just that you like them, it's the price is right at a dollar.
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough to beat.
And it's good.
It is very good.
For a dollar?
Yeah, tough to beat.
That's good.
So go out and give that a try. If you're interested, by all means, like if you've been seeing the commercials and seeing those actual customers who are trying to go, I can't believe this isn't me. What are you talking about? I don't believe
that.
No,
I won't go that far.
Now, whether or not they're actors or they're just playing it up so they can be on TV and make the commercial, or they're just dumb, I don't know. It could be either A, B, or C, or a mixture of maybe B and C. We'll have to see. But I still think it's not terrible. I expect it to not like it.
Well, and here's the thing, too. Like, as someone who doesn't eat meat, and I have friends who don't, I mean, you know, it's hard to find places to go. I mean, it really is. And that, I think that's good, and it doesn't taste bad. This is what I don't get about, like, and maybe vegetarian. The average vegetarian I know doesn't answer this. Why do you want something to look and taste like meat if you don't want to eat meat?
I get that.
Do you know what I mean? Like, my brain doesn't comprehend it.
It is puzzling.
Right?
It is puzzling.
Because you should be disgusted by it, or you're not eating it for whether you like the animals or you're doing it for health reasons or whatever. But why would you want to eat something that looks and tastes like meat if you don't want to eat meat?
Especially, I can get it back in the day. When you were maybe trying to look like you were joining in.
Yeah, like the new, like yeah.
Because back then it was kind of, it's much more well accepted now.
Yeah, people were all like, it was like a war that was started between people who don't want to eat meat. I'm like, calm down, I just don't want to eat a cow.
Yeah, if you want to eat it, fine. And look, that just means more meat for the rest of us. Well, that's how I look at it.
And I never met people who like bash me for eating meat. My vegetarian friends are just like, well, eat meat, whatever. It's fine. It's your choice.
I do get a little worked up and I get a little annoyed when it's to the point that they don't want you, to use different utensils on the grill.
Oh.
Because I'm not smart enough to keep that straight.
Well, and yeah, because I'll have different utensils, and then I flip a burger, and I'm like, well, okay, you're just going to get some grease.
Because you get in the zone.
And guess what? That grease has been in there for 2 years,
it's
cooking in there a little bit, so you're eating a little bit of fat.
All that stuff is dripping in there.
It's coming back up.
Yeah. It's on the thing, because all we're doing is brushing
it. It's a circle of life. You know what I mean?
You're
getting a little cow fat.
You're not dodging that bullet, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
But again, it was very good. That is a great question. And if anyone out there would like to answer that question, if my sister was still here, we'd ask her.
Yeah.
But they skedaddled after getting a free burger. Did you see that?
Yeah, I know. They got the free food and got the hell out of here.
I bought her an Impossible burger, and then she just ran
out of here. You're a good brother.
Well, she was here. But, very good. So go give it a try if you're interested.
Yeah, definitely.
Speaking of food, it was a full food weekend.
Yeah.
And I'm mesmerized by you sometimes. Can
I say
that out loud?
Yeah.
Because we had poker night. We talked about that as we were recording last week. And we ordered, you and I were the only two who ordered from Mama's down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And we both got sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
And when the sandwiches came, I don't know when they made the change because I haven't been there in a while, but the sandwiches were much bigger than they used to be.
Gigantic.
They were longer. And my Italian hoagie, especially, was just giant.
Gigantic.
Like, you used to be able to push it together. And I actually kind of prefer when you can push a hoagie together and bite it when you get both sides
of
the bread. Because if it's too big,
it's messy.
It's exploding and you have to eat like half the sandwich.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work.
And I don't like eating it from the top.
No,
that's sacrilegious.
Or the side or something
that. Yeah, that's just horrible.
And that's what I was forced to do. Now, it's hard to complain because they didn't put the prices up.
No, $7.50 or something?
It's like $7.
It's insane.
It was two meals for me.
It's insane.
Two meals.
Well, for you.
For me.
For you.
Now, you ate the entire
whole damn thing
that you had.
Yes, sir.
And then, after eating that at, I would say, 8 o'clock, you stopped for another hoagie on the way home.
Yes, sir.
At Wawa Hoagie Fest.
Yeah, 1 o'clock in the morning.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Pounded that whole thing.
And then, 8 hours later,
because
it was my birthday on Saturday, we decided to go to the Why Missing Restaurant and Bakery, go over to my friend Hamid's, and have a delicious breakfast. And I didn't know that on the weekends, both Saturday and Sunday is brunch.
Yeah.
So we get there.
Yeah.
And not only was it the scrambled eggs and the potatoes and the omelet bar and the pancake bar and the crepes bar and all the baked goods that you get on that breakfast buffet, but there was fried chicken.
Oh.
There was pulled pork. Oh. There was mac and cheese.
Salad bar.
There was rice. There was salad bar. I mean,
soup.
It was everything. It was soup, and it was the old-fashioned, like, local PA Dutch chicken noodle soup.
It was good.
It was so good. Oh, it was so good. And you just, first of all, I went to town.
Oh, yeah.
I did well.
Yeah.
I got my $15 worth.
Yeah, me too.
And you did.
I had a crepe or two.
You had everything.
Everything.
And you did well.
I did really good.
Now, were you hurting after that?
No, I knew my limits. I was at the limit.
It's important to know your body.
It is. And it talks to me, you know what I mean? And and I didn't cross the line.
Oh, man.
So I was stuffed, but comfortable stuffed.
Can I tell you, I crossed the line.
Well, you looked uncomfortable.
Directly after that. And we were there for probably a good hour of solid eating.
Yeah.
And the best part about Why I'm Missing Restaurant Bakery, if you don't know, the food's fantastic. Fried chicken
is
great. Everything was wonderful. Everything was really good. But it's a lot bigger on the inside than it looks like on the outside.
Yeah.
And you get seated right away, and we were seated right near the buffet,
yeah.
And we were getting moving.
Oh.
I mean, there was no stopping.
Rocking and rolling.
It was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So we got in and out there in about an hour, and then I had to go drop my daughter off. She was going swimming with her friend, and I came home after that, Robbie.
Yeah.
And I went back to bed.
Yeah.
And I slept. I didn't really sleep. I went into a food coma.
Yeah.
For an hour and a half, 2 hours, and the plan was to go to the French Fry Fest over in West Reading.
Yes.
And my sister was going to beat my wife and I over there at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Well, at 1:30, Julie comes upstairs and wakes me up and goes, "Your sister's been texting for 35 minutes. We got to get over there." I had passed out.
Yeah.
And I was still feeling sick.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you went disc golfing.
Yeah.
You were frolicking in the wilderness.
Pretty much right away. Got changed, grabbed my bag. Went disc golfing.
I could not have done that.
I feel fine.
You felt great. It's so great, in fact, that I saw you at the French Fry Fest.
Yeah.
I was so looking forward to the French Fry Fest.
Yeah.
Now, two reasons I did not get any French fries.
Yeah.
One, I was full.
Yes.
I was going to bite the bullet, if you will.
Yeah.
And I was going to suck down some French fries because I desperately wanted these creamy buffalo chicken fries.
I was hungry.
They sounded so good.
You were full, but I'm going to force it. I was just going to pleasantly eat.
I was lumbering down Penn Avenue.
You looked so uncomfortable.
I ate so much when I walked out of that restaurant at 10:30 in the morning. I was limping, Robbie. I was physically limping because of the amount of food that I ate.
Yeah.
And I was still kind of walking like Fat Albert.
You were.
Hey, down Penn Avenue.
Yeah, you were waddling.
So we're walking up and down this French fryer, and for some reason, maybe they'll change it next year, and they do a great job in West Reading with the festival.
Except for this one.
It was all plastered into a half block area.
And they didn't close the streets.
Not the main street.
Yeah.
They had the this little block area, this one half block street closed off, a side street in between Say Cheese and where the ice cream joint is over there. So that was closed, but all these people were jammed in there and the lines were ridiculous. And I am not, I think we've, I don't wait yeah. lines. Well, I'm not good at it.
And the sidewalks too are not very big.
No.
So. Everyone was contained to the sidewalks, and it was just hard to walk.
Well, they had other stuff going on. They had a body painting contest
that
festival.
That was distracting.
That was weird.
It was distracting.
It was really weird.
Yeah, people are half naked.
Yeah.
And I'm not even saying that, like, jestlessly. Jestlessly? Just.
I don't know what you're saying.
Jest. Ingest.
Ingest. They were literally
half naked.
They
were literally
half
naked.
You're not using hyperbole.
Yes, and exactly. There you go. Ooh, big word. Hyperbole. they were.
You're not exaggerating.
No, they were. There were cheeks out.
They
and
were half naked
and boobs and.
They were wearing
things.
Underwear and sports bras. Some of the girls
and they were skimpy.
And the dudes were just wearing like tight spandex shorts.
Yeah, I mean nothing to the imagination, kids.
And they were painting them up. And we're walking down. There was one girl, and this girl was wearing like, it was like a wraparound sports bra.
Yeah.
So it didn't have any like straps.
Oh yeah, like a little onesie.
It was just right. It was like a.
Yeah.
It was like, you know those, you know when you go to physical therapy.
Yeah.
And they give you those bands.
Just that.
Looked like that's what she was wearing.
Yeah. Okay.
And this other girl was painting her with a paintbrush, the kind of paintbrush kids use in the watercolor books.
Those little tiny jobs.
Just enough to get some water in there and make things wet. Well, she was in, and she was in her cleavage. And even they, and I'm not even saying they were that attractive.
Yeah.
But if I see a girl on the street painting another girl's cleavage, I'm not a strong enough man to not look at that.
I'm going to take a look. I'm going to take a peek.
And it's not even so much that I'm looking at it in a sexual way, hashtag me too.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it in a way of, is this happening on the street?
Well, I was all confused. Like, it's art, but it's sexy, not...
Did you not know this was happening?
No. I'm walking down the street, you know, with Joe and Mike, and I'm like...
By the way, two guys, one of them, not the situation you want to be in with one of them.
No, not at all. Not by any means. And one girl was walking, and I was talking, and I stopped mid-sentence. I'm like, what the... And I'm like... Is that just some weird person walking? And then we keep going. There's all these painted people.
Yeah.
And they're talking to me. I'm like, listen, just stop talking because I'm not listening. There's no more conversation until we get off of Penn Avenue.
There's too much stimuli.
I it wasn't like sexual, but people were in their underwear.
It was distracting.
And I'm going to stop and look.
People in their underwear are distracting.
And whatever size.
Yeah.
Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head.
You're talking, by the way, same thing with the underwear.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. See what you did there. But
did you see the girl in front of Chatty Monk's who was painted like she was naked?
Oh, yes. Yes.
She had underwear on and painted butt cheeks, which looks surprisingly accurate on the back of her underwear.
Yeah, I couldn't stop. I was just... I
exactly.
I just was mesmerized.
Exactly. Well, it's what the hell?
Yeah, it's a French fry festival, not naked painting day.
Actually, it was both.
Well, so I was okay with
it. It was a weird combination of fests.
It was just
a weird combination. Yeah. So we walked up and down, and there was no way I was going to wait. I wanted French fries, but maybe the shortest line was going to be 20 minutes. Maybe.
Yeah, the duck fat one maybe was the...
And by the way, I've had those duck fat fries.
Yeah.
They taste a lot like duck.
Really?
And I like duck.
I do too, but not on fries. That's fries. Weird.
It's a weird mixture.
Yeah, I love like Peking duck and stuff, but not that.
We grew up, my dad, as a hunter,
we'd
go hunting ducks.
Yeah.
And we'd get the ducks, he'd clean them, we'd put them in the oven, we'd eat them, and we'd have to watch for the shotgun pellets.
Yeah.
And the ducks and the geese. So
I loved it.
It ducks are great, geese is great, it's great meat, but I don't want that flavoring
On a french fry.
In my french fries.
Well, and people were getting nasty, the vendors were getting nasty, the crowds were getting nasty, it was just, it wasn't a good situation.
It was There was two, and like I said, normally this is not an issue, but everybody was tense.
Yeah,
because it was warm, not overly warm, but it was 85,
and they're frying
food,
you know,
and people are waiting in lines. No one's happy about waiting in lines, and yeah. It was just, I mean, the Chatty Monks. We love Chatty Monks.
Yeah,
I love Rob and what they do over there. At Chatty
Monks.
Oh
yeah, they're great,
and it's not their fault. They
couldn't fry fast.
Their hoppy fries are fantastic.
Yeah,
and they couldn't fry fast enough, so you were ordering at one spot. And then waiting in a line that had to be a half hour long.
And what do you do? I mean, you can't speed it up because it sometimes takes a while to... And these aren't frozen French fries.
No,
these are
fresh cut.
Fresh cut, which take longer.
And at the most, they had four fryers there.
Yeah, and you can't have any more because there's no room.
There's no room. So I really wanted stuff, but with the combination of... And I was so uncomfortable still that I could not stand in line.
Yeah.
So we went to Beer Wall because we didn't have a kid. We're like, we'll go to Beer Wall. Mm-hmm. We'll hang out. I went in there. I got half a beer because that's what I do there. It wasn't because I was full. It's like, I'm going to have a beer, but I want to try more beers.
Yeah.
I got half a sour beer.
And that was it.
I couldn't drink anymore. I was too full to drink beer. I was too full.
Yeah.
Julie tried something. We cashed out there, went to Sly Fox because she wanted hoppy fries, and I know they had them there.
Yeah.
I don't like them as much as Chatty Monks.
Yeah.
No offense, Sly Fox. They're thin cut. I like the thicker fry, but she likes them like that.
Yeah.
We got an order of hoppy fries.
Yeah.
She ordered a beer. I was in a brewery. I could not order a beer.
Yeah.
I was too full to put a beer in my body.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
That's really crazy.
Could not do it. I had four French fries.
Me, on the other hand.
French fries. I have never not eaten French fries.
I know. You must have been very full.
I was awful. And I'm sitting there, and I'm just sipping on water, trying to get any kind of digestion moving.
Yeah.
And as we get up to go, I want to come and say the presentation that I walk over to with you, Mike, and Joe.
Yeah.
As we go to leave, Julie's trying to, she finishes her beer because she thought I was going to help drink, and I didn't. And then she goes to drink water. And I like how they have like a little water cooler.
That is cool. Get your own, yeah.
So she goes to drink her water, and you ever like dribble a little?
Yeah.
Did you ever completely miss your mouth with a water cup?
Can't say that I've done that.
She, I mean, didn't come within 6 inches.
Really?
And just poured all the water down her shirt and onto her crotch.
Oh, nice.
So if you, I don't know if you looked at Julie's crotch when we walked up.
No, I didn't take notice.
It was wet. So
I didn't take notice.
Looked like she had an accident.
Oh.
She's going to really enjoy hearing
I'm sure she is. She don't listen.
No. My wife was in a meeting the other day. And I was sitting next to my sales manager, Jeremy. And he went to drink out of his bottle of water, and he did the exact same thing. Now, the professional that I am, of course, I took a picture.
Oh, makes sense. And that's a nice picture.
That's and I've sent it to him numerous times.
You should have sent it to Julie.
And then we get up, and we saw you guys walk in.
Yeah.
And you were parked over there. We were at a two-person table.
Yeah, I didn't see you guys. Well, I felt bad.
We couldn't have fit anyways.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You guys had, you know, you're no offense, you're big guys.
Yeah.
We came over, and we saw you on the way out, and I couldn't hang out. I had to
go. No, you were just like, you look like you were in agony.
I had to lay down. I had my I've never been, I don't think I've ever been that full.
You were just in agony.
This was, I don't know, 6 hours? After we had breakfast, and I was still dying.
Man.
Meanwhile, you guys are digging
tearing it up. We were eating like kings,
eating, drinking.
Yeah, at that table, you had a wedge salad, nachos, Brussels sprouts, a steak sandwich, French fries. I had a beer and a soda because that's what I do. I need a little, you know, a little beer.
Was that the first thing you ate after breakfast? All right, so you did go that long.
Yeah, I did go that long.
All right. So I don't feel quite as bad, but
and then. That night, I stayed up real late playing video games.
Of course,
because,
you did.
You know, the kid and the wife weren't there.
I passed out.
And I ordered takeout, Chinese takeout. I had a little Kung Pao chicken combo.
Didn't even have to ask.
A little Kung Pao chicken combo with an egg roll, from fried rice, and some sweet and sour chicken.
I love you.
And then the next day, it was SummerSlam.
Of course.
So we got pizza and wings. Let me tell you what, I should have died this weekend.
I really wanted to come over.
Of all the calories I had this weekend, I should be dead. And let me tell you what, Monday morning, when I go back to my oatmeal, I'm like, is this it? My body's like, seriously?
There's something wrong.
You gorged me all weekend. You give me a little cup, a little packet of oatmeal?
Something wrong here. But yeah, so I don't know how you do it. You're a hero. I finally felt a little bit more normal on Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
I had some snacks on Saturday night. I had a beer watching a movie with my wife. I had a Yards Pink, and that was it.
Because I didn't want to, once I got in video game mode, I didn't want to leave the house. So I'm thinking, oh, I got to order. And I had to leave a message for the guy. Like, I had my headphones on. Like, you got to call me when you get to the house. You know, and I had to go up. I did that ahead of time. I ordered ahead of time so I wouldn't be interrupted.
You're really good. You're a pro. So that is how you live it up when the wife and kid
listen, and I can't eat 60,000 hot dogs at a setting.
No.
But give me a week, I'll win.
Or a long weekend.
A long weekend with my wife and kid. Giddy up.
Good for you.
I'm on.
I was proud of you. I was, but now even Julie was like, he got a hoagie on the way home from poker?
Yeah, she was, yeah.
She was dumbfounded.
Yeah.
Because I was beached.
Yeah. And a 32-ounce freestyle.
Well, that's just standard operating procedure.
For a dollar, I
that's
guess.
SOP. I did have some ice cream cake on Sunday, so I was good to go. But yeah. It was a fun weekend, even though I felt like crap for most of the weekend.
Yeah,
good.
Poker was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
I didn't really care for the French fry thing, but Sly Fox, I actually dug. I like the whole, like, benches and how
you like the German
I like
fest
that.
Style?
I really like that.
I'm not into that.
Really? Well, you don't like people. You don't like to share with, you know, because there's people you might not know.
It's not that I don't like people.
I'm just like, come on, sit over
don't
here.
Don't say that out loud.
Painted people.
It's not that I don't like
come on
people.
Over.
It's like, it's that.
They scare you.
Yes. As a matter of fact, my wife saw someone that she works with or worked with, and this gentleman and his wife. And then they're standing there having a conversation, and I'm just on the outskirts of this conversation.
Okay.
And then I find out they're both listeners, and now I feel automatically really weird.
You're like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
Exactly. I was Will Ferrell.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
Ricky
Bobby.
Yeah.
And I have nothing to say.
You can speak up, and you can put your hands down, Mike.
I have nothing to say. Nothing to say to these people. I don't know what happens to me.
You can't just make stuff up?
No. My brain goes blank. Absolutely blank. You know how I couldn't talk last week when we did the show?
Yes.
It's that, but with nothing to say.
Hmm. I do better with strangers than I do with people I know.
No.
I do.
I do better with a group of strangers. You give me 4,000 strangers at the arena, I feel fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a weird situation.
I'm a very good first impressioner.
I'm a terrible first impressioner.
Keep it going? Nah.
Hey, real quick, only once. I'm going to do it. This is actual real quick thing. Did you see the Whitney Cummings scandal, we'll say? It's not a scandal.
It's so stupid.
So here's what happened.
I did.
Whitney Cummings, like most comedians and most everybody, not just comedians, would you stop using that pamphlet I got from the Impossible Whopper as a toothpick?
I can't help it. Look at this thing.
So distracting.
Look at this thing.
You did that.
That was in my tooth.
You did that 7 times, and I held out as long as I could.
I just got it.
Is it a sesame seed?
Yes. That hurts.
Put it in that napkin. Don't eat it. What are you doing? You just put it back in your mouth.
I crunched it up now. I'm pissed at it.
So Whitney Cummings.
Yes.
Like
I like
all
her.
Of us.
She's very good.
She's okay. I thought her stand-up was just okay.
I like her better than roasts.
Oh, yeah.
She's a good roaster.
So she's also been very good in radio interviews that I've heard.
No, I haven't heard her on the radio.
Yeah, when she's in a bunch of like radio. I think she used to go on O&A all the time,
so
I think she was pretty good. So she's on social media, and she's doing a lot of posts, and I guess she posted something on Instagram, maybe a video, and she was in the tub.
Yeah.
And sometimes you post a little bit more than you think you're going to post, especially when you hold your phone all the way like vertical up and down.
Because you're looking at your face. You're not looking at everything else going on.
And she showed some...
Nipular area.
Yes. Exactly. Very. I like the medical term. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So she showed that. Mm-hmm. And apparently the monsters online screen grabbed it.
Yeah.
They took a screenshot. So now they're trying to blackmail Whitney Cummings with a nipple picture. It was very much like, it was. If you want to know exactly what we're talking about, it was like Elaine in the Christmas card in Seinfeld.
Exactly, yeah.
An accidental nipple.
It was accidental nipple.
We've all been there. And what's funny about this story is, and I'm not going to tell you anything more, but at our guy night poker, the nipple was a big conversation piece.
It was a big, actually well, a little conversation piece.
I was going the exact same place. Here's what was going on.
Yeah.
We'll pause the story.
Yeah.
We were comparing the size of our nipples.
We were.
And by we, I mean my slumlord uncle, myself and you.
Yes.
We were trying to see who had the smallest nipples.
Yes.
And I thought I had the smallest nipples.
So did I. I came in last.
My uncle's nipples. they are so small.
It is. They look fake.
They don't look real.
No.
They look like, here's what it looks like. Looks like he was in a terrible accident.
Yeah.
Where he lost his nipples.
They just painted them on.
And then when he was at the hospital, they had nipple transplants, but all that was available was like postage stamp, not even a dime size nipple.
Yeah,
they're the small. They I know men's nipples are useless to begin with, but those things, they like, can serve no purpose anywhere.
No. It's like Ken Doll has bigger nipples than he does.
It is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. Yes, but that was our poker night.
Yeah, I lost. I had the bigger nipples than you. You were in the middle, and then he had the... No one else participated. I don't know why. I'm baffled.
What's their hang-up?
I don't know. I'm completely baffled why they didn't.
I thought it was an interesting little conversation.
Well, when he said, "Oh, I have the smallest," I'm like, "No, you don't."
Out of nowhere, too.
Like, no, you don't.
I didn't think so, too.
And you do.
I was ready to call his bluff.
I was. Oh, well, I did. We did.
We threw our money in. Yeah. Hashtag pulled our shirts up
and lost.
And lost big time. Anywho, so Whitney Cummings accidentally showed that some guys grabbed. I'm guessing they're guys because it's just what
we do. We're pigs.
Grabbed screenshots, tried to blackmail her, and she's like, "You guys are idiots. It's a boob."
Yeah.
And she posted the pictures herself. Yeah. Posted screenshots of the emails, and I don't think anyone in the history of the internet has more perfectly shut down trolls than Whitney Cummings did in that incident.
I mean,
it was great.
It was hilarious. It was just hilarious. I think in this country too, it's so like oh, that's gonna ruin your career because you flashed a nipple. We all got them. We've all seen them. Whatever.
Here's what she wrote: "They all must think I'm way more famous than I am, but they also must think I'm way more easily intimidated than I am. If anyone is gonna make money or likes off my nipple, it's gonna be me. So here it is, you foolish dorks." Just perfect. So yeah. I give her a big round of applause. Even though I didn't, if I was ranking on our scale her latest stand-up special,
yeah,
I'd give it like a 3 out of 5.
Okay, I haven't seen it yet.
This is a 5 out of 5. This is how a lot of folks should absolutely handle this.
And it was
things.
A good-looking picture, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I like her. She's cute.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to our drinks and our snacks here on episode 159. And for poker night, I treated myself for my birthday, and I got these 16-ounce aluminum bottle pints that you see at ball games. And let me tell you, these things are absolutely simultaneously the best invention and the worst invention. Because Miller Lite already, I really, make fun of me if you like. I love craft beer, but I enjoy drinking Miller Lite.
This went down.
This is so great to drink.
Why?
Because it's the mouth.
Because the wide mouth?
It's the mouth.
Because it's so, it tastes colder. It's just weird.
It's the wide mouth, which is 4 times the size of Matt's nipple.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating.
No. that's perfect, because I'm looking at this, and I'm like, yeah, it's a little smaller than mine, a little bigger than my nipple. Yeah.
It's like, right. It's like 2.5 of mine.
Yeah. 1.5 of
yours?
This is just weird.
All right. Let's start with your...
snack.
Okay, you want to get it over with?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
So I went to Sheetz, and I was looking around, because Sheetz sometimes has weird snacks, and they had a 2-for-1 firecracker, the original red hot pickled sausage, 2 for $1.
How do you feel in general about packaged meats?
Like Slim Jims? Yes. I love a Slim Jim.
I'm not a fan.
I love jerky.
And I've seen these. I've picked them up and put them back.
Yeah, not me. No. I love jerky. Do you like beef jerky? Like, I could eat a whole bag of beef jerky.
My father-in-law famously makes beef jerky, and it's very good, but he brings me... You've had it.
Oh, my God.
He brings me way too much.
Yeah, you gave me some.
Yeah, more than I could ever possibly eat.
And let me tell you what, it's some of the best jerky I've ever had.
It's really good.
Was that the venison jerky?
Yes.
Oh, my God, it was so good. It was spicy.
It's very good. Mm. But I can't eat that much, and I feel bad saying I don't want that much, so I end up giving it away to people.
That's fine.
Just too much. This is more of a like a Slim Jim has like a grainy outside.
Smooth.
This is a smooth outside. I just swallowed some.
And it's really pickled. Like it's like
excuse me.
It definitely has like that pickling.
Yeah, and it's spicy.
It's red hot, baby.
And it has that pickling, you're right. It's not terrible.
I really enjoy it. I get these again on a car trip.
2-for-1?
I get 4-for-2.
How many would you get for 3?
6.
How many for 20?
$20? And then catch you like 40?
Yes.
Wow. That's a lot. That just blew my mind.
Were you joking?
No, I was thinking about how many. That's a lot of freaking firecrackers, man. For $20? I was more mesmerized by, I was picturing my in my lap in the car. Are you not going to eat yours?
No, I ate half of it.
Yeah. All right, we'll save that for later.
It's not bad. It's really not bad. Would you prefer it if it wasn't pickled?
No, I like that flavor. I think, because you ever get go to a bar and they have that that's pickled in the big jars? No? All right.
Yes,
oh,
I'm with you.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I'm multitasking, I'm sorry.
That's fantastic. So I would get I would get more of these.
All right. I it's just like some of the things we talk about, and I will give it an honest rating.
Is it the processed meat?
No, it's just not my favorite snack.
Yeah.
Like I go into a convenience store and
you're
I see
for
the
salty.
I
like
see the plethora
chips.
Of crunchy, delicious snacks. I can't get past that. When I walk in and yeah. I see all the options, even at that price, that's never going to be
well,
something
I watch
I choose.
My carbs.
Obviously.
You know,
yeah,
so.
You showed that this weekend.
Yeah. All right. So my drink. the funniest thing about this bottle is it's authentic. Well, I don't know how it's authentic, but Jose Cuervo margarita in a little bottle.
And it is the kind. It's a little bit bigger than the bottle you'd buy at the cash register of a
yeah,
liquor store.
It's like, what, how many ounces?
I would guess
this?
6 ounces.
6 ounces, yeah. It's 19.9% alcohol.
Oh, great. And this is what again? Is it a margarita?
Classic margarita.
Okay.
And I love margarita.
On the rocks?
Yes. I don't like it blended.
Yeah, I'm not into it with a margarita slushy.
I don't
slush
like it
either.
The slushy, but I like it with salt.
Can I see that bottle, please?
You can, with salt on the rim. Some people like it sugar. I like salt.
I would prefer, if I'm going to have one, I would do salt as well. I can't, when was the last time you ordered a mixed drink in a bar or restaurant?
I think a gin and tonic was probably the last one I ordered. Or a smoky old fashioned.
Yeah, but so it's fairly recently, actually.
Very recently, but.
We're talking years for me. Since
oh, really?
I ordered
wow.
wine. Since
really?
I order anything but soda, beer,
sometimes,
or water.
Sometimes like I'm just thirsty and beer doesn't cut it for me.
Yeah, see, I never had that problem. This smells good though. Are you a tequila guy to begin with?
Yes, I love tequila. Tequila and gin, probably my favorites.
I don't think I've ever had gin.
Like by itself I don't like, but like gin tonic. Oh, it's a pop.
Should we take this?
We should.
All right, hold on. Hello.
What are you doing?
We're recording the 222 podcast right now. You're on the air.
Get out.
Yeah.
Whoa, there you go. Hey, Charlie's really making a difference. Holy cow, he got two runs in the first inning.
Okay, I don't have it on currently because we're doing the show.
Hey.
What?
In making manager think what he that it happened.
What would happen?
Well, they wouldn't lose the game.
they'd win the rest of the games?
I think so.
Do you have anything to add about anything we talked about so far on the podcast?
What'd you talk about? I didn't hear the podcast.
We talked about the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, all that good stuff.
I'll have to listen to it when it's on.
We talked about Robbie's performance at breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard that one. Yeah, I did.
No, there's no way you heard it. We just recorded it.
Last?
No, we well, didn't. We recorded
it
no.
on the radio.
We called on the radio.
On the radio.
Yes.
Okay, you must have talked about it on the radio then, because I heard you talk about it.
But Robbie's here now. What did you think of his performance at the buffet?
I thought he'd done good.
Yeah.
That's what a buffet's for.
That's what it's for.
Yeah.
You got to eat. Did you play golf tonight?
No.
I thought you were supposed to play golf.
I was supposed to play golf on Tuesday, but the winners had to reschedule.
Oh, that's what I thought. You were supposed to play one day or whatever.
Is there anything else personal you'd like to get into on the show here?
I don't think so.
Hey,
oh.
Your mom's we'll upset about Alexia.
Well, put her on.
Let's not go there.
She's right here.
Alexia! Alexia! Why won't you play that song for me, Alexia?
Michael, your days are numbered.
All right.
See ya.
See
you later.
Fun.
Bye.
Bye. Mommy and Daddy Kelly.
Alexia, right? Play the 222 podcast with Robbie.
Earlier in the week, we'll get back to this. Earlier in the week on the radio, Alexa came up.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
Kate and I were talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got there.
Yeah.
Like you and I sometimes.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
Just you end up places.
Yeah.
And I told the story about my mom, like the first week she had the device.
Yeah.
She forgot its name. So she calls us and goes, Alexia's broken.
Susan! Beverly! Candace!
Agnes!
Sorry.
Alberta! Aubrey! Avon! Avalon! Avon! Alex!
Oh, so funny.
Albert!
By the way, when you're watching wrestling,
yeah,
and Alexa Bliss comes on, my Alexa goes off.
Well, I go off.
Well, so do I. But it's a little annoying.
It is. But if you ever watch a TV show and someone talks to their Alexa in the TV show, it will automatically go on.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then if they talk to an Alexa on the TV show and the Alexa answers them, your Alexa will simultaneously answer them
the
same thing.
That's creepy.
It is creepy. So back to this Jose Cuervo margaritas. I think it's quite good. Now, I am not a margarita aficionado.
I'm not either. You know what's funny? Like, I get a little salt. It's weird. It's a little salty, a little sweet.
I think I've only ever had margaritas out of a bottle. So.
I can't wait till the Rocks tequila comes out.
All right. I liked it. I liked it a lot. All right. Would you like to go drink or snack?
Snack.
Okay. I picked these up. Actually, Julie picked these up. I'm not going to lie. What are your thoughts on Nutella?
I'm not a fan.
My daughter recently got into it,
mm-hmm.
and she eats Nutella toast like hipsters eat avocado toast.
Really? No, I love avocado toast.
I don't think I've ever had avocado toast.
It's fantastic.
Never had gin or avocado toast.
We're going to have to get you gin and tonic and avocado toast.
This is where we part ways. McDonald's put out a hazelnut spread M&M. So this, I'm guessing, is an M&M.
McDonald's?
Excuse me. M&M's, excuse me.
I was like, confused.
I'm so sorry. This is the point of the show where I normally...
You're over. You're tired.
It's all done.
It's done.
So this is the M&M's / McDonald's hazelnut spread M&M's. So it's Nutella M&M's, basically.
I'm not a big fan of peanut butter either, so this is kind of like, to me, it ranks like up there. Peanut butter, I know it tastes different, but I'm not a big...
I'm not huge by itself. Like, I would never pick that over peanut butter.
Yeah.
As a fan of peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of peanut butter, Dairy Queen is advertising a peanut butter Snickers Blizzard, and I desperately want to try it.
It was an almond butter Snickers. Oh, that almond butter was good. I still have dreams about that. I don't like them.
It's not that I don't like them. Do they taste different than maybe a peanut butter Snickers? Maybe a little bit.
I think it's a little weird. Like, I don't know. It's just a weird dynamic.
See, I don't think it's... I can get you not liking them since you don't like hazelnut.
But I went open-minded. Like, but to me, it just doesn't... I don't get hazelnut. Like, I just get...
No.
It's a funky-tasting chocolate.
I'm with you. And I don't get... like, if you gave those to me... I would never pick out
hazelnut. You're laughing about how I handed you the can.
He put the can in the two cups for me to pour my beer into the cups. I didn't realize that he put the can in there, and I just thought I was having some sort of stroke.
Oh, it was so heavy.
Like, why are these Solo cups so heavy? So I got, this was given to me by one of my guests at the radio show. This is a New Belgium, which is a great brewery. This is their Passion Fruit Kolsch.
Oh.
Now, I like a Kolsch. Very refreshing beer.
What's a Kolsch?
It's like a German. It's in the same... I think it's in the same kind of family as a Pilsner.
Okay.
In that area. So it's a light kind of crisp beer.
Okay.
Tasty.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see a lot of these to begin with.
No.
And you don't see a lot of flavored Kolsches. As you can see, very light. I think this is probably a very delicious summer beer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to trying this.
And who doesn't like passion fruit?
This time of year, it's got palm trees on the can.
Ooh, smell that.
It's in the Up Next series, whatever that is.
That smells like an island.
It smells, yes. It does smell. It smells like some sort of lovely umbrella drink.
Take me there, baby. Sitting on a beach.
You know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it smells like an island.
I get you now.
I got to explain my jokes.
I know. Sorry. There's a lot going on.
It doesn't taste like it smells.
No.
Which is weird.
It has...
Like, I get like mango papaya, and that's passion fruit. Like, that's in there. I get it. It's good.
It's good. It smells like it's going to taste sweet.
Yeah.
And it doesn't taste that sweet, which I think is a good thing.
And... See, for me, I think I would like it to taste the way it smells.
You would like it to be a little sweeter?
A little sweeter.
But isn't it more drinkable
the
way it is?
Because if it'd be sweet, it would be kind of like a sip and done. This is good. I really like this. Just smelling it takes me away.
It is absolutely a summer beer.
It's mesmerizing.
You're not going to be drinking this in the fall. Oh. All right, let's go through our ratings here. Let's start with your pickled meat stick there.
Listen, I'm 4.5. I friggin' love them. Absolutely friggin' love them. I love them. I could eat 40 of them.
I will tell you, tastes pickled, tastes hot.
Yeah.
I would never buy that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'll give it a 3, though.
It's freaking.
It's everything that it says it's going to be. My problem is it's just not for me.
And it's 2 for $1. See, that's why I got Dr. Point. Because I'm going to be buying like a 6. I'm going to go in there with a $100 bill.
So sometimes we favorably rate things because they're cheap.
Yeah.
This goes the other direction.
Yeah. Uh huh. That's a negative because I'm going to eat a lot of them.
All right.
Look out, Sheets.
It's good to know.
Stock up.
It's good to know where you're coming from sometimes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's up next to your drink.
The, Jose Cuervo.
Jose Cuervo margaritas.
I'm going to go 3. I not my drink of choice, but for a bottled
margarita,
it's good.
Can I test something?
Yeah.
May I?
Yeah.
Be fun to drink right from the bottle.
Really? Let me
go. Get in there.
Let me take a chug.
Just kind of fun. I don't know why.
Because it is fun to chug the minis. I think I love the minis. I'm obsessed with minis. Like I really
you like
those.
To feel like a giant. Do you?
Yeah.
Like Jerry Seinfeld with the hotel soap.
Yeah. Would I give it?
Yeah.
Did I give it anything?
I
give it a 3. 3.
I like it.
Yeah, 3. I think it's.
Good. I have not had a margarita in years. Yeah. Years. The only thing I drink on occasion that isn't beer, if we're hanging out with my wife's family and my brother-in-law is there making Bloody Marys.
Oh, God.
And I love a good Bloody Mary.
Oh, when they put all the junk in it, too.
Oh, man. And put some horseradish in there. So good. So good. So that's the only thing I drink other than beer, and that's about it. And maybe some rum occasionally here in the basement studio.
Oh,
rum is my favorite.
I do like rum.
That's good. I'll give that a 4.
Wow.
I know it's trashy of me.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll give it a 4.
If there was a cooler of these at a party,
oh good lord, there'd be no driving home.
No Uber in it.
M&M's, not McDonald's. M&M's hazelnut.
I'm gonna go 1.5.
Really?
I did, and it's not because it's hazelnut. It really isn't. It was weird flavor to me. It just tasted like weird chocolate, like stale chocolate. I didn't like it. I didn't like the shape. They were a little odd.
Robbie hasn't looked at me the same way since I put on a few pounds. I don't like your shape.
Look at that. They're a little
that's
like...
That's what the filled M&M's look like.
No,
the peanut butter M&M's, they all look like that. So you're... Wait, no, hold on.
Yeah.
You're going to put those in your dirty palm of your hands and put them back in the bag. There's a rogue orange M&M in that bag.
My hands are clean. I can't eat it.
Don't chew it. No.
Mm-mm.
They're not that bad. They're fine. They're
1.5.
What would you give a regular M&M?
Oh, regular, like a regular chocolate M&M?
Yes.
Old school. 3.5.
How about a peanut?
4.
Is that your favorite M&M?
That's my the peanut butter M&Ms. And I don't even like peanut butter that much, but they're like a 4.5. There's something about the peanut butter M&Ms that are fantastic.
See, I think those are fine. They're 3. I don't know if I choose them over regular
There are so M&Ms, many I would choose, like the coffee ones that we've had. Those were better.
Those were strikingly good.
Yeah, those were. This is just junk.
All right, New Belgium Passion Fruit Kolsch.
Wow.
This is a drinkable beer, 4.3%. I like that. 4.3% in a summer beer, in a beer that you can drink when it's 85, 90 degrees out. I'm going 4. Yeah, I'm with you. Right on. That's the number I was thinking of. 4.
I think it's just.
Yeah.
I would like a little sweeter. But what actually amazes me is that you can taste the fruit and it's not sweet. You know what I mean? Like it blows my mind when they do that. Like
I think as you drink that, you'll like it more.
Yeah,
I do.
And I think too, if you would make this like ice cold,
mm-hmm.
like from a cooler,
if we would have drank it right out of the fridge, it would have gone down real easy,
real good,
kind of like the big mouth Miller Lights. Again, that is excellent, very good, very very good.
I don't think I've ever had anything from that brewery. Have I?
New Belgium, you have.
Have I?
Fat Tire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You've had stuff from New Belgium.
Duh.
All right, there you go. Those are our drinks and our snacks. We only have a couple minutes left. Real fast here. I want to do 2 things, okay?
Okay.
I want to talk about what I'll be doing this weekend and why we're recording this so early in the week. And also, I want to get a Robbie's Wrestling Roundup. Robbie, SummerSlam last weekend.
Yeah, it's a great show.
3 highlights of SummerSlam.
Seth Rollins beating Brock Lesnar.
How was that match?
Amazing.
Because a lot of times you hear complaints about Brock Lesnar matches being fast.
Yes. Great match. Great match.
How long was it?
It was 12 minutes.
So that's a long.
For him, that's a long match. So that was very good. I thought the women's match, Natty against Becky Lynch, a submission match. She's from Canada, Natalya.
Yeah, yeah.
And they booed her. It was a very weird dynamic. That was a great match. And
did they expect that?
Not really.
So that was,
they thought,
that shocked WWE.
Yeah. And the Bray Wyatt match.
Who's now the Fiend.
It was scary.
And he's wearing that creepy-ass mask. If you don't know what we're talking about,
yeah,
go ahead and search that
and
out.
And not only that, now he comes out. You know what? He's coming out with a lantern.
Yes, please do.
The lantern is his head.
The old
Bray Wyatt head. So, like, he's become this new personality, and it's scary.
It's a giant mouth where the light comes out.
And it looks just like it. And his eyes are sewn shut, and he has the dreadlocks. And that's how he came out. They started with that shot, and then they panned up, and then you saw the Fiend. It's frightening.
Now, since then, first question, has he been on TV, Bray Wyatt?
Now, as the Fiend.
Is he done with the children's show motif thing?
Because that's his personality.
So he's a split personality.
Yes.
So they're going with a crazy guy who's got this.
Yep.
He's confused.
Yep.
All right. And what? That was it. Those
that
were
was
three.
It. My three. Yeah.
You like it? So if you're going to give a grade to SummerSlam.
Out of five?
Yeah.
4.5.
You liked it.
Great show.
I've heard some negative reviews online.
Yeah, people. It was a great show. It was a good show. I mean, people poo-pooed on it, but I don't know why it was. And I'm honest if it
yes,
stinks.
Yes, no. And you and I will text when I'm trying to watch Raw or something.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'll text you, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And I have not gotten through this week's Raw yet.
I'm not a this Raw wasn't very good. I'm not a diehard, like, if it's something's bad, I'm going to say it's bad. You know what I mean? Just because it's good.
Which show is Bray Wyatt on?
Raw.
Okay. Then I will finish Raw.
And
he's
not on this week.
I thought you said he was just on.
On SummerSlam.
But I thought you said he came on TV since then. I asked you if he's
been
on TV.
Oh, since then. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought you meant since he came out as the Firefly.
No,
he has not been on TV.
Okay, that's why I was asking.
Yeah, sorry, no.
So he wasn't on Raw or SmackDown.
Right, they're, like, saving him.
That's unfortunate.
It's very sparse.
Yeah, well, that's unfortunate. I'm ready for him to be around.
Yeah, I'm ready for him to go against Lesnar.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
So would Lesnar be the good guy in that?
No.
So the Fiend would
be the good guy.
Are people cheering him?
Yes.
Oh, that's so weird.
Yeah.
This weekend, I'm going on a work trip to Chicago.
Yes.
Now, you spend a lot of time with your coworkers.
Yeah.
But we're going to be on a train.
Choo-choo.
To Chicago. And I'm looking forward. Julie's coming with. I'm looking forward to the trip. I've never been to the Windy City.
Yes.
I want to check it out.
It's fun.
I'm going to be there for about 36 hours. Going to meet up with an old colleague, Sean Fry.
Okay.
Who's been on the show, I think, or the old podcast at some point. Can't remember where he's been. But I'm looking forward to seeing him, and I'm looking forward to seeing Chicago.
Yes.
I'm a little nervous, and I like all these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like them. But it's a different animal being on a train in an enclosed area for that extended period of time.
Yeah, because it's not like a plane where it's an hour or two and you're there. It's not like a cruise ship where you're confined, but it's big.
Yeah.
You're in a train.
Yeah. Now, we have our own sleeper cars and stuff, but you don't want to be antisocial.
True.
Silver lining, and I'm gonna try and schedule next week if we can, so this gentleman can join us.
Yes,
Dan Newbert will be on the trip.
Oh goodness, Newbert on a train
with me.
Good freaking lord!
So I expect there to be shenanigans.
Don't get kicked off the train.
Don't get fired.
I'm not bailing you out.
Don't get fired.
I mean, if you're local, if you're like in Allentown, I'll come get you. But if you're in Shamokin or some freaking weird. I come in Indiana to pick you up, my friend. It's going to be the 222 podcast with me. And it's going to be a weird show.
Noel is filling in for me on the radio. Maybe
you
get to come.
Yeah.
Since Dan will probably be in the
click
with
me. Because you and Newbert will be in prison.
So I'm sure next week,
yes,
if we can get Dan to join us, we'll have some stories.
My goodness.
So it should be a lot of fun.
It should be.
Reach out, touch us online, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff. And big thanks to you for recording early in the week.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Big thanks to, on the radio side, for Noel Acosta. He'll be filling in for me on Monday and Tuesday.
Him and Kate.
And they want to talk about, apparently, is The Bachelor and Bachelorette and Bachelor
for the
in Paradise.
Love of God.
They're in a Bachelor in Paradise fantasy league.
What?
Noel is. He got me to join. I'd missed week one. I got in week two. I won week two. Never watched a moment of it in my life.
Scary.
Say something to these people.
Bye-bye.
See ya.